to remember all the soldiers that were killed in the First, Second War, and people remember them. Now we're getting a terrific lot of children come to our services, which is good. They're all remembering, and that's what we've got to do. We've just got to keep reminding people to keep remembering, because I think some of them have got very short memories. Yeah.
Every year and over all the conflicts that we've had during the, you know, ever since the early 1900s, there's always somebody that has lost somebody, so we always try to remember those who, you know, who are over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and of course we were up in, after the Second World War, we were in Korea, had lots of people went to Korea and then Vietnam, and so that's, so a definitely important time. And, we'll just reflect on what's happened, Remembrance Day and all that sort of thing. So we'll be sort of just thinking about all that, and we're lucky we're still here.
What are you thinking about at 11 a.m. on the 11th of the 11th?
Get terribly emotional. Can't avoid it. I think it's drastically important to all of us because of what has been. The sacrifices that were made, most people and most members of the public haven't got the slightest idea what reality really is. It's not something you can imagine. And I think that we need to stop, think, take it very seriously and try to imagine. And we'll only get in the outside of the paddock. You won't even really get inside what it's all about. It's only something that can be learned by experience or getting as close to the experience as you can, and then you can stretch your imagination enough to get a bit of an idea.